President Bush today sat for rare back-to-back interviews with two Arabic-language television networks. His goal? To speak directly to the Arab world about the growing controversy over U.S. treatment of prisoners in Iraq. He said prisoner abuse was abhorrent to Americans and that a full investigation will result in the punishment of those responsible. The Army has ruled that two prisoner deaths were homicides, and it's investigating other cases of abuse and the deaths of 10 other prisoners in U.S. custody in Iraq and Afghanistan. In a moment, we'll hear reaction to the speech from Baghdad and talk about how it was received in Arab countries. First, to the White House and NPR's Don Gagne.
This was not the way the president had planned on spending his morning, just back from a two-day campaign swing by bus through Michigan and Ohio, where last night his voice was noticeably hoarse during an evening rally at a hockey arena in Cincinnati. But here he was in the map room of the White House answering questions about the abuse of prisoners being held at a prison that was notorious during the rule of Saddam Hussein. The first of the two interviews was with the satellite channel Al Hurra, an Arabic network that is actually based in Virginia and funded by the U.S.
Evidence of torture of Iraqi prisoners by U.S. personnel has left many Iraqis and people in the Middle East and the Arab world with the impression that the United States is no better than Saddam Hussein's regime, especially when those alleged torture took place in the Abu Ghraib prisoner, the symbol of torture of Iraq under Saddam. What can the U.S. do? I mean, what can we do to get out of this?
First, people in Iraq must understand that I view those practices as abhorrent. They must also understand that what took place in that prison does not represent America that I know. The America I know is a compassionate country that believes in freedom. The America I know cares about every individual. The America I know has sent troops into Iraq to promote freedom, good, honorable citizens that are helping the Iraqis every day.
In recent days, top administration officials, including National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, and Press Secretary Scott McClellan, have expressed sorrow for any abuse that has occurred. In the interviews today, though, there was no apology from the president himself. Spokesman McClellan said he was saying the president was sorry and explained that Mr. Bush had answered the questions he was asked. The president did offer this during the 13-minute interview with Al Hurra.
It's also important for the people of Iraq to know that in a democracy, everything is not perfect, that mistakes are made. But in a democracy as well, those mistakes will be investigated and people will be brought to justice. We're an open society. We're a society that is willing to investigate, fully investigate, in this case, what took place in that prison. That stands in stark contrast to life under Saddam Hussein. His trained torturers were never brought to justice under his regime.
The president explained that he had first heard of the photographs of Iraqi prisoners from media reports last week. His spokesman says Mr. Bush was made aware that charges of abuse were being investigated sometime in January and says that at some point between then and the end of April, Mr. Bush told Defense Secretary Rumsfeld to get to the bottom of it. McClellan says he can't pinpoint when that conversation took place, but he did say it was only recently that the president began to get a clearer picture of what went on. Today, the president was asked if he still had confidence in Rumsfeld. The president answered yes.
I talked to the Secretary of Defense about this morning, by the way. I said, find the truth, and then tell the Iraqi people and the world the truth. We have nothing to hide. We believe in transparency because we're a free society. That's what free societies do.
The other interview the president did was with the independent Arabic language network Al Arabiya, based in Dubai. This one lasted 11 minutes.
How do you think this will be perceived in the Middle East right now?
Terrible. I think people in the Middle East who want to dislike America will use this as an excuse to remind people about their dislike.
And the president stressed that the investigation will include not just the cases involving the photographs that have been seen around the world, but will also determine if this is more widespread.
But we're dealing with it in a way that will bring confidence to not only
our citizens, which is very important, but confidence to people of the world that this situation will be rectified and justice will be done.
One other note on today's interviews, the president did not talk to the best-known Arabic language network, Al Jazeera. In the past, the U.S. has been critical of Al Jazeera's coverage, including its broadcast of tapes featuring messages from Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.